Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I got a job at Foot Locker over a month ago now. Every weekday I would work the 9-to-5 shift, staring at the clock as it ticked past. Each hour I would talk to maybe one or two customers. This branch of Foot Locker was only a small shop. It was located quite deep into the center of town where you'd think lots of customers would want to go, but when those customers get scared off or feel watched, they leave. But why? Stop staring at the customers, Reggie. Stack those shelves, Reggie. Stop drooling at people while they walk past, Reggie. It's goddamn creepy, Reggie. My boss never seemed to stop breathing down my neck about every little thing I did. And he especially seemed to love using my name and deafening it in my head, attempting to get a point across, but all he did was make me despise him, perhaps even loathe him. He did get one thing right, though. The customers really hated me watching them, licking my lips, sometimes even stopping myself from blinking just to stare longer. After I was fired from my last job, after a totally false harassment incident involving me and my ex-coworker, I was forced to seek somewhere with far lower pay, and far less people for me to so-called harass. I never really harassed her anyway. It was her fault for looking so beautiful all the time. It's everyone's fault for looking so delicious. Anyway, most of my family wouldn't even speak to me after the court hearing. I lost and had to pay reparations of £10,000 to that pathetic excuse for a female. All my family did was sit there and watch in dismay as they accused me of absolutely horrific things. Their words, not mine. Luckily, I'm quite the genius, and so there wasn't enough physical evidence to sentence me to prison. And sourcing the fine came rather easy when you have things that many desire. However, now alone, barely affording my grody apartment, it may have well been the slums of this town, I had nothing better to do than watch all those tasty-looking customers enter, their faces gleaming with sweat, some even slightly showing their shoulders off. It was riveting. I make sure to always keep eye contact with them. They need to know someone is appreciating their bodies. Many hate that when I'm sizing their feet, preparing to put on their shoes, which saliva seeps from my jaw. I do enjoy working here. The money is just a bonus to what I truly take pleasure in here. Though there is one problem. That ogre that is supposed to be my manager. Some nights as I lie in bed, I imagine his rotting corpse lying in a ditch, covered in bruises and clots of blood streaming out of his eyes. Perhaps I could make that dream into a reality. Yes, I can, and I will. I planned it all out after that thought. Night after night, I spent plotting. How could I make his death as painful and slow as possible, whilst also avoiding getting caught? One idea was to wait until closing time came near, close up the shop while he was still in his office, get out a chainsaw from my bag that I would buy from some nearby machinery store, then grind up his flesh into tiny little chunks that I could then either eat or throw in some large body of water. A second idea, and the one I went with, was again to wait until closing time, close up early, but instead of immediately killing him, I would walk into his office, shutting and locking the door behind me. Then, from my pocket, I would pull out a small bag of cocaine and snort all of it that I could. The rest, well, it will be too late for him by then. The morning of it finally came about. I walked to the Foot Locker store at around 8 a.m. to get there for a 9 a.m. start. Rummaging in my pocket for the satchel of white stuff I bought last night from a local club, which seemed like the quickest way to gather some. It felt rather cold in my pocket, very lifeless as a substance, maybe indicating what the manager would soon be like. I smiled at the thought of his deceased body lying on the ground, and the thrill of not knowing what I'd do to him engulfed my veins with adrenaline and thrill. The day continued on as normal from then. I continued observing the customers. Each one I gave a little more attention to by leaving my mouth ajar and breathing heavily to show how they made me feel. Most had the same nervous look portrayed on their face by a shaky brow and a stern mouth, hastily grabbing any pair of shoes and getting straight out. It eventually got to be about 5:54 p.m., which was 6 minutes before we closed. Time to enact the plan. I got all remaining customers out of the store. I locked the glass doors and turned off the open sign outside. To also add atmosphere, I decided I would turn the lights off too. Such a fun idea. Exciting. I made sure the satchel still held firm in my pocket, and yes, there it was. A small little bump at the side of my trousers. I was set. I paced right towards his office, my grin, my eyes, and my blood flowing with incredulous excitement. I couldn't wait. This was going to be a wonderful night. I kicked open his door the second I reached it and marched in, blazing with adrenaline and a passion for blood. "What do you think you're doing, Reggie? Get out and go home," he shouted with a slight shake in his voice. He was frightened. Fantastic. I slammed the door shut behind me, locking it as it connected with the frame, and took out the satchel whilst holding it up to my nose. Reggie? Is that cocaine? He stood up now, trembling in shock. Yes, sir. I'm gonna use it to rip you into tiny little pieces, which I'll then throw in the river so nobody ever finds it. I gave a harsh smile right after saying that and snorted the entire packet in one breath. Shouts echoed throughout my brain, my mind numbing instantaneously. I saw him reach for something under his desk. He looked as if he was pressing something. How odd. I bolted over to him, fueled with such unbelievable power that my first couple strikes shattered his glasses and threw his head back against the wall. We were both trembling with such vastly different emotions. I love that. He really couldn't do anything. I didn't stop punching until his face was firmly indented into the back of his head and he flopped onto his desk, flinging everything off of it. I grabbed him by his few tufts of hair and smashed his head down against the desk, drenching it in blood, and even broke a couple of teeth. How riveting this experience was. I then grabbed a nearby metal rack of shoes, displaying only the finest products we had for sale. I threw it against the manager's crippled body, and the snap of his spine mixed with a final scream of pure agonizing pain really brought out a glow in my face. An odd red and blue glow. And the shouts in my head became more like sirens wailing off in the distance, and they were getting closer. There was one window in his office. I jumped for it, but it was too high for me to reach. The wails got louder, and the color of flashing lights imbued into my socket as I darted for the door. My body couldn't stop violently shaking, so I couldn't unlock the door. How did the police even know? Hey, Reggie. Rotten hell, you monster! And with his final few words, the manager finally slumped into a state of eternal rest. He was dead. The police took no time in breaking through the door that night and shutting me down with the overwhelming force of their tasers. I was transported swiftly to holding, and in just a week, I got to my hearing.
That's the story, Your Honor. What did everyone think? I yelled in glee. The rest of the courtroom lay silent, mouths gaping wide open and mortifying look of horror on everyone's faces.
Reginald, I hereby sentence you to life in prison.
Moro Casino. Social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
And a fine of your entire bank account to Mr. Reeves' family, who have had to deal with your disgusting behavior after you slaughtered their father. You are a foul human, Reginald. Rot in jail for the rest of your life.
The judge had never sounded so furious. I was marginally taken aback. I thought people would love my story. I know I certainly did. And even as I was thrown into prison, being left to decay in a concrete box, I rather enjoyed it, watching the other inmates, drooling with malicious intent. This prison would work just fine. The guards would probably not do much if I was to rip a couple of ears off, maybe gouge out some eyes, oh, and how about pluck some teeth and nails out? How exciting. I simply couldn't wait.
The flickering sign was the first sign that something wasn't right. The fact that Foot Locker was the only store open by this time was the second. The fact that the store clerk was absent from the front counter was the third. But my boyfriend had a game tomorrow. And after our 12-hour flight landed, we discovered that the duffel bag filled with all his sports stuff accidentally got on another flight, and we had no other choice. He could have just told his sponsors about it and saved us the stress of renting a car and driving around this strange city at night. But he always wanted to exceed expectations, and he thought asking for help was a sign of weakness. So here we were in this store, waiting to see if the store clerk would appear. I bounced on the balls of my feet as I buried my hands deeper into the pockets of my jacket. It was freezing in here. Maybe we should just get the cleats and drop like a $500 on the counter or something, I offered, and he looked over at me from where he stood next to a display of jerseys. He asked if it was legal, and I told him that since we weren't stealing, it'd be fine. He thought about it for a moment before casting his gaze toward the aisles in front of us. Some of them were plunged in darkness, and I assumed the store was in the process of closing before the clerk went wherever he was. As we walked past the lit-up aisles, I realized that we didn't even know where to start. There were signs, but they were only useful if you knew the sequence. We came across quite a handful of sports gear, none of them belonging to soccer. My boyfriend eyed a pair of Jordans as we walked briskly past the basketball section. And just as I was about to make fun of him to lighten the tense mood, I heard a weird thump from somewhere deep in the store. "Do you think it's the store clerk?" I asked, glancing over my shoulder, but my boyfriend only shrugged. "What if he wants to close up and doesn't know we're back here?" At the sound of that, he hesitantly looked behind him and called out to anyone if they were there. He did it twice, but got no response. He shrugged again as he turned back to me. With my hands buried in my jacket pockets and his by his sides, we hurried further into the store. We finally spotted the sign for soccer and quickened our steps. It was in the dark part of the store, but light from the other aisles illuminated it enough for us to find our way around. I heard that thump again. This time it was closer than before, and a weird kind of cold pierced through my back. The distant jangling of keys reached my ears, sounding like it was coming from the counter, and my boyfriend shared a look with me. I asked if we should go back, and he merely shrugged. I scoffed, but turned around anyway. Arguing was pointless. I was cold and tired, and this was just a waste of time. I could be curled up in a soft bed somewhere. I turned on my flashlight as I went, shivering and paranoid. My footsteps echoed against the floors, like the building wanted me to hear how loud I was, and I tried to slow things down. Another sudden jump in the quiet had me nearly jumping out of my skin. I spun in the direction of the sound, wondering if my boyfriend heard it too. For good measure, I called out to him, but he didn't respond. I drew in a big breath and continued my journey, positive that there was no way I could get lost in this enclosed space. Eventually, I'd find my way out. I just hope I did it before the clerk locked us in. Fluorescent lights hummed in the distance, like they'd suddenly come alive. And I looked up briefly before going on my way. The store got quieter and quieter the further I went, and I kept myself grounded by thinking sunny thoughts. I was just about to round another shelf when I noticed it. Smeared on the shiny floors was something red, and on a closer look, it looked like blood. My steps slowed against their will as I moved around the shelf, and the moment I could see the source of the stain. A piercing scream escaped my lips. Immediately, I heard my name being called from far away. Lying on the floor, in khaki pants and a ripped shirt, was a young man. His dark hair lazily draped over his face, and a puddle of blood formed beneath him, dripping out his exposed midsection like a gruesome fountain. His organs had been splayed out, like an animal hit by a car in an accident, but I knew this wasn't an accident. There was something about the purposeful tear of his shirt that told me so. The smell of blood and rot clung into the air, and my feet started moving backwards like they had a mind of their own. The only thing on my mind was to get away, any way I could. I heard my name being called again, but I couldn't focus. The sound of my breathing filling my head and blocking out every other thought except run. Without thinking twice about it, I turned on my heels and headed back the direction I came. I needed to get back to my boyfriend. I needed to get out of here. He called out to me again and I called back, tracing the sound of his voice until we nearly slammed into each other. Immediately, he took hold of my shoulders. "What's wrong?" I heard your scream. I could barely speak, but I managed to choke it out. We need to get out of here now. As I tugged on him an impulse in the opposite direction, he resisted, wanted to know what was really going on. I didn't have time for explanations, so I tugged harder. We'd barely gotten anywhere when the figure appeared down the aisle, a machete in one hand. I screamed so loud that I wondered how the world didn't hear me. My boyfriend yelled to me to run, and I didn't have to be told twice. I ran as fast as my legs could carry me, my boyfriend behind me. There was a third set of legs running behind us, I dared not to look back. I knew that was a bad idea. We ran out of the store. I didn't know how my body was still functioning. We hurriedly got into the car, and I screamed at my boyfriend to drive. He started the car and turned on the headlights. A loud scream came out of both of us as the headlights illuminated the man with the machete. He raised his machete, and my boyfriend floored the car, running him over. I dug out my phone and dialed for the cops. I gave them the address of the store and made myself anonymous. The next morning, after a fitful sleep, my boyfriend and I woke up to see the news of the machete guy in the headlines. He was called the Slasher and had been killing many people. My boyfriend and I said nothing about it.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Just grateful that we were both all right.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.